Bei Action gibt es immer extrem niedrige Preise. Diese Woche 50 Palazzo Kaffeebecher XL-Packung nur 5,77 oder weiche Hotel Royal Handtücher nur 2,48. Angebote, die richtig glücklich machen. Für noch mehr extrem günstige Preise einfach in einer Action-Filiale vorbeischauen oder in der App stöbern. Action, kleine Preise, große Freude.
Refresh your good vibes mit TikTok. Mit den richtigen Vibes wird...
Oh Mann!
Zu... Jetzt probieren. Die verschiedenen TikTok-Sorten. Von minzig frisch bis fruchtig süß. TikTok. Refresh your good vibes.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show today, the Black Moods in studio, plus Plop Star, Popeyes, Dick Hitswater, and Donnie Baker right after this.
Hey, Anna Lee. Great Halloween party.
Thanks, Colin. But nobody's eating. I guess they're tired of the same old chips and dip.
Sounds like you need to spice things up.
How?
With something different and exciting you might not have tried before. It's the perfect snack for Halloween because it comes in bags shaped like ghosts. It's called Boo Food.
Boo Food?
That's right. They're like Fritos, but they're shaped like Cheerios. Cornholes you can enjoy by the fistful.
I'll admit, I am curious, but I'm not sure I'm ready to get Boo Food.
Well, I'll be honest, it can be uncomfortable at first, but eventually you'll grow to love it.
I don't know. I'm nervous it'll be a pain in the butt. What all does getting Boo Food entail?
Allow me to fill you in. Just bum rush your local grocery store and aim straight for the rear.
And that's where I'll get Boo Food?
Yep. Now, you might only be able to take a little at first, but once you're used to it, you'll be able to take it all.
I'm still not sure getting Boo Food is something I'd like.
Here's an idea. Let's talk to your friends. I bet some of them have gotten Boo Food before.
Hey, Fanny, you ever gotten Boo Food?
Oh, sure. I wasn't interested at first, but Frank practically begged me to try it. So eventually I loosened up and let him give it to me.
Did you like it?
I mean, I don't want to get Boo Food every day. Yeah.
Rusty, what about you?
I got Boo Food doing hard time at Ham Flour Penitentiary. But I preferred giving it to taking it. Felt better.
How about you, Rose? Do you ever get Boo Food?
Only when I'm on my period.
So, Annalie, what do you say?
You know what, Colin? Let's do it.
Hi. I'm Pierce Bottoms, president and CEO of Lil Bugger Snack Foods, makers of Boo Food and the new mummy-shaped bags of Boo Food, Boo Food Egypt. This Halloween, be sure to serve all of our famous treats at your party, from pink donuts to sticky buns. We've got your ass covered.
So, Anna Lee, now that you're getting Boo Food, how do you feel?
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I noticed that we have a very special bourbon. The horse soldier bourbon.
Yeah,
the horse soldier bourbon, which is a
very good,
great story. And
where's that bottle?
It's empty.
It's like 3/4 full in the break room.
Sorry, it's going to be fine. Empty.
Yes, eventually, I'm sure it will.
Musical
be
lubrication. By the way, I got a really nice letter here. It says, "Hey, Bob and Tom Show, saw the Black Moods. They were just in town, rocked the house, sold out show.
All right.
Mark Allen said a nice, you guys posed for a picture with him.
Nice.
Very cool.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, very nice. Now, I think we're ready to move forward here with Christy Lee.
I have a gift for everybody.
You do?
I do, yes.
What is it?
As you know, we have two restrooms here in the building, and we all sort of share them.
One is marked ladies, one is marked men's. However, we have come to an agreement.
We identify with everybody. And
that's right.
That's exactly right.
As long as it's number one.
There's no binary.
Well,
oh, wait a minute. I didn't know about that.
Try not to use the sink.
Yeah.
For either transaction.
Right. Oh, for, okay. Why, what happened?
Well, I mean, Christy's complaining that every now and again, number two will occur
in the woman's restroom.
Yeah.
Well, there,
I tend to go in the women's restroom.
Horrific. Oh.
There are many women who work in this building besides you, Christy.
I know.
And they, if, as far as I know, historically also do the number.
But they're not here in the morning. It's just
Me. I have purchased something that may help with this whole issue.
Napalm?
All right.
What is that?
It's a little something I saw on Shark Tank.
Yeah.
And it's called Plop Star. And what you do
is
there are these little sort of Alka-Seltzer looking things.
Yes.
You drop them into the toilet. Let it go for like 10 seconds before you do your business.
Before you drop anything else.
Yes, and it creates a layer, a scented layer in the water.
Huh.
And then you go, and apparently the smell will not permeate that layer.
Except during that brief passage where it's exposed to the air.
Right.
So your urge to really rush it through.
Sure, yeah, you really want to push, I guess.
You don't want a dangler.
Right, no. Man the torpedoes.
Have you used this product?
No, so I figured if anybody has to go this morning, make sure you use this, and then we'll have Christy walk in and get an inhale real quick.
Please tell me it says something on there that this is not a suppository.
How in the hell are we supposed to test this?
Well, somebody takes
In the past, we've had something called poopery.
Okay,
is that the same thing? I highly recommend. No, it's a spray that you spray in before you go.
But apparently the spray doesn't create the layer of essential oils that this does.
Hang on a second. It looks like it's a condom package.
It does, yeah. It looks like a condom package. So apparently...
Are people that...
Does it smell bad?
Self-conscious or...
Well,
is this if you're on a submarine?
I think it's just being.
You are the most self-conscious
courtesy.
Adult I've ever met in my life.
That's of course true.
It says it leaves a refreshing citrus scent behind, so you can rock the bowl with confidence.
Tastes really? Like cows.
You can tear it up, can you?
And limes,
apparently. Drop one in the bowl prior to using, and no one will ever know
you're
there.
Could you put some of those on Spangle's desk?
Oh, you think he's the number one?
Is he the offender?
Mystery man.
Wow, that's a reputation I don't want to have.
That's a tall order. Do they have special extra strength?
But I thought maybe we would
give
these a
shot.
That's
very nice. I also noticed
we
had Preparation H wipes in the bathroom this morning.
Josh,
those are me. That's me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's not, I don't have the roids.
Right.
So he says.
But I found that
it's like a clean house, do you?
They're incredibly soothing, and they've got witch hazel.
Witch
hazel.
Which is it?
It's one or the other.
Sister Hazel?
I think it is Sister
is it
Hazel.
Her?
Or Hazel the maid from television lore.
It's got witch hazel you want.
Weren't we talking with Al Jackson about the bidets that you add to your toilet?
Yeah, and he loves those.
My aunt has those at her home.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you liked it?
Yes.
Your elderly aunt? It's probably a little
She's
less.
Not elderly. She's 5 years older than I am.
Last time that thing got liquid. Okay, let's...
You realize she's only 5 years old. She's younger than you.
So if
I had no idea, but the joke would be much funnier.
Yeah.
We're quite old.
If anybody needs to go this morning, let's try.
How many are in a pack and how much were they?
There's six in this package and it was $5.
Wow.
So it's essentially...
Yeah, they're proud of them.
Almost a dollar per
visit. Right.
That's going to add up.
There were, I guess you could get 30 for like $12, but those were sold out.
What do you mean it's going to add up? What do you...
It'll add up, but maybe it'll be worth it.
You
we'll
some
see.
Bananas later?
If you, put a dollar in a jar every time you use the facility for a serious transaction, we'd have several hundred dollars at the end of the year.
Yeah, well, he's
but
right.
I think this is just for, you don't need them at home. This is just for work, I think.
Sure there are people that do it at home that live alone.
They probably are.
Very self-conscious.
The dogs just stare at
Oh, wait a minute. There's the phone.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Biker.
Hey, Donnie, how are you?
Hey, congratulations, Josh.
Yeah.
At least your story about Plop Star is way better about Tom bragging about knowing Robert Plant bought his band sushi 3 times.
It's true, Donnie.
Swear to God. Robert Plant. I bet he wouldn't have picked up the tab if he was a lead singer of Heart. I'll say it right to his face. Right on the surface, Robert Plant seems like a saint, but you know Jimmy Page ain't going to break the bank when he's only about 20 pounds above his birth weight now, you know? Anyways, that story's nothing, and I hate to trump all of you, but you guys know Lonnie Munson's?
No.
Todd's brother?
No, don't know him.
Their dad invented Ultimate Nachos?
Really? Oh, wow, right? Cool.
Swear to God. Well, their old man used to run this restaurant called Pepper's. And when the restaurant first opened, you know, he was a neat freak, all about it, you know, ate up with it. But then 2 years into business, man, he got all beat down, depressed, you know, had that 1,000-yard stare in the kitchen. And he's like, I'm going to sell this place livestock and barrel. Well, about 2 months before they put it up for sale, Lonnie convinced his old man to hire a live band, maybe put some life back into place on the weekends.
Sure.
So they hired this band and made the mistake of picking up their bar tab for him. Well, next thing you know, the band's all hammered, can barely hold their mud on stage. People start walking out. So Lonnie's dad loses it. He starts clearing tables, breaking plates. You know, last call at 8:30. I mean, basically threw in the towel.
Uh-huh.
Well, the band was about to play their second set, but they couldn't find the lead singer. So they did a complete search of the kitchen, and the kitchen was a mess because Lonnie's dad had gone Full Metal Jacket in there with his anger, breaking pots and pans, all kinds of precious metals.
Uh-huh.
Sure enough, with his head buried in the sink was the lead singer. Uh-huh. But he wasn't puking. He was just feasting on the combination of chili, cheese, and sour cream that had piled up during his rage.
Oh.
And that's when Lonnie's dad had one of them urethra moments where you remember where you are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh my God. And this dude was hooked on this sink garbage. And he basically cleaned the sink with his face. And when he finally got done, he looked up at Lonnie's dad and said, that was the ultimate, man.
Oh.
I swear to God.
Hmm.
And that man was Aaron Neville's.
Is that right?
Yes, it was. Yep. And so Lonnie's dad put Ultimate Nachos on the menu the very next day, and Pepper's had a 2-hour wait ever since.
Huh.
Wow. So basically, Tom, my point is, who cares about Robert Plant racking up an $80 tab on a Discover card when the man that wrote Don't Know Much saved 2 careers by dumpster diving in a sink?
Wow. That's amazing.
All right.
Thank you.
Right. Top that.
That's very enlightening.
Top that one. He's still going.
Now, we need
what
to
he said what he was saying?
Yeah.
We need to clarify that.
What?
Josh is the one responsible for the Preparation H wipes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you keep them in the men's room or the ladies' room?
Ladies' room.
Ladies' okay. room.
So that'll tell you what bathroom I prefer.
And I would not recommend flushing them in spite of what it says. We had another story about, what do they call it? The iceberg. What is it called? The fatbergs.
Fatberg.
Yeah. No, I put them in the old.
They're clogging up toilets all over the world. And yeah, even though it says they are flushable. We've received many an email from a plumber saying, no.
Yeah.
They're keeping me in business.
I put them in the pond box.
Do you wrap them up with toilet paper? And
well,
then
first off,
away?
I don't use them. I use toilet paper for the first few rounds. All right? There's really nothing on those.
Oh, okay.
If you were to look at them, you would see
them. For the first few rounds.
Sure, sure.
We have breaking news.
We have breaking news. Go ahead.
November 3rd has been announced as the official return date for the Popeye's chicken sandwich, ladies and gentlemen.
Ace is very excited.
Popeye's highly anticipated and, of course,
delicious
chicken sandwich sold out just 2 weeks after its debut. It'll officially return to stores November 3rd. So.
I was not aware that Popeye's has no affiliation with the Popeye cartoon.
Right. Mm-hmm. We actually found out it was named after Popeye Doyle of the French Connection.
Which is bizarre.
Sounds like a crazy story, but yeah.
Right. Gene Hackman's character, but presumably, I haven't seen that movie for forever. Was that a reference to the Popeye cartoon?
I don't remember. I don't remember if it was his name. It was just his name, because I guess Popeye was a name.
It was somebody, no, I mean, Popeye's someone's name, like John or Ted
or
Bill.
Well, he was a sailor.
There are Popeyes out there.
There was
a Popeye before the sailor?
There weren't any Popeyes before the cartoon?
Kermit's. There are...
Hang on a second. I'll start with you, Ace. Yes or no? Ever met anybody named Popeye?
No. Of course not, because Popeye ruined it.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody.
So you're saying that
After a blithering
1850,
idiot.
If I'm mumbling goo walking through what would become St. Louis, right. I'm going to meet a guy named Popeye
yes.
Johansson or something.
Yeah,
probably.
Really?
Probably.
Be. I've never, I had no idea.
So I have no, I have no idea.
They don't have to pay a royalty.
I'm making this all up.
I will say this as a kid, I always thought the Popeye cartoons were stupid.
I never
liked them.
What do you mean?
You never liked Popeye?
No, the worst two are Felix the Cat was awful. Popeye stunk. Did you like Popeye? The olive oil and Brutus or whatever the hell it was?
Bluto,
whatever. Ugh.
Which was also a name. Very popular in 1850, rather.
Bluto. Okay. Yeah, Mr. and Mrs. Bluto. It was the last name. It was the surname.
I cannot find anything about a Popeye before Popeye the Sailor.
Well, you're not looking in the right place.
That's exactly right.
What does it say about the world we live in when that story just made the international newswire and it was just brought in as a bulletin by
The chicken sandwich?
The chicken sandwich.
Because everyone was talking about it.
Well, I read yesterday that they're only releasing it back into 150 of their stores, and they have like 4,000 nationwide. So thanks for nothing, Popeye's.
Oh, so this is a scam. Yeah,
says here that
Popeye's, get your act together.
Says here that Popeye and olive oil were real people. When Elsie Segar,
wait, there's an Elsie Segar?
Introduced Popeye in 1929 comic strip. He drew his inspiration for the sailor from a character from his hometown of Chester, Illinois. A one-eyed man. Oh, well, that's unfortunate. Named Frank Rocky Fiegel.
Okay, but his name wasn't Popeye.
So they gave him the nickname.
So this is a Fiegel matter.
Who shared Popeye's fondness.
So Popeye was a nickname.
Well, if you don't want
to learn. I have been
to Chester. If you don't want to learn anything.
I've been there, and there's Popeye stuff all over the place.
Well, there you go.
In Chester, Illinois?
Yeah.
I know there's a Popeye spinach.
Is that a seaport?
No, not him. I mean, it is as landlocked as
between Gary and North Chicago. Now, you'll recall that Popeye's chicken released a bring your own bun policy a month ago when they said they didn't have enough buns and you could just make your own sandwich, which strikes me as being fairly lazy.
Doesn't that reflect on the company somehow?
Couldn't they just go to
get
any,
it together
virtually
to
any store and
bun.
Get the bread?
Well,
so, and wouldn't that make their chicken sandwich not that special if all you're doing is putting a piece of their chicken on a bun?
Right, because apparently the brioche bun that they use is terrific.
Oh,
brioche, really?
Yeah, oh, sure, yeah, yeah.
The brioche bun.
The problem is they were having trouble finding distributors that didn't already have exclusive deals with KFC, Church's, those places. So, but Popeye's, come on.
So you're taking this very serious.
Yes, you are.
I did a lot of reading on this. That's an important matter.
So they couldn't find a bakery that could whip out these brioche buns quickly.
Right.
What the hell's wrong with you? Brioche is delicious. Brioche toast? Oh, my Lord. It's like cake.
Now they're teaming up.
It is like cake. Yeah.
Okay. I'm just saying, if they're only selling it at 150 stores, they really need to get it together.
Yeah, they do.
Stick your chicken between your butt cheeks so you can get it to everybody.
Because no one in this room has had one, right?
Nope.
I haven't had one. No.
That's outrageous.
Have you?
No.
Why don't you go to, when they come out, do you want to go on a road trip, see if you can find one?
Wait a minute. What did you have the last of that?
I did get the last of the Cheetos chicken
KFC.
Sandwich
yes,
KFC.
Yes.
They told me, I pulled up, I said, you guys still have the Cheetos? He goes,
right.
We have enough left for one, maybe two sandwiches. And I go, I'll take two.
And boom. They
made, and he goes, these are the last.
How were they?
Great.
Are you kidding? What kind of a stupid question is that?
So we'll update you on whether or not you can get a Popeye's chicken sandwich.
On November 3rd.
Okay, thank you very much. Oh, there's the phone.
I'll get that. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
This is Dick Popeye Hitswater sitting in for Bury Me Deep. And this.
All right.
Some other news.
Time!
Yes.
Bury Me Deep.
Here's a finding that should prompt parents to crack down on their kids' screen time at night. New research shows that close to one-third of American children don't get sufficient sleep. Well, if your children aren't getting enough sleep, have them use their screen time binge-watching Downton Abbey on Netflix. They'll have a jolly good snooze.
Not a fan, eh?
Riveting.
Enjoy it.
Right on the teleprompter. The bed of nails has been a religious rite for centuries in India. I think you talked about this earlier. A team of daredevils in India broke their own Guinness World Record by stacking nine men into a so-called bed of nails sandwich. Well, Vispi Karadai, or Karadai, whichever, who was the bottom man in the sandwich, led the attempt, which saw nine men stacked with beds of nails in between them. When asked if he was a holy man, he replied, "I am now."
Sure.
Holy man.
Yeah.
A venomous copperhead snake that met an untimely end when it was hit by a car on a Tennessee road is just 3 inches short of a world record for the species. The snake measured 49.5 inches long, 3 inches shorter than the world record for the largest copperhead.
Oh.
Although not the largest, the snake did set the world record for the flattest copperhead.
It's very silly.
run over by a truck.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
My name is David Goss, and I'm joined by my co-host, Megan Klinenberg.
Everything up until this point has been an outside look at the World Cup, and now we're giving people an inside look. It is just total pressure cooker.
Watching flags come out of little plastic balls is like the epitome of everything that I love. And the World Cup is everything. It's why I became a soccer fan.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.